This is a real movie set.
Yeah, I've never done this before.
It's going to be fun.
Welcome to the CFO Show. I'm your host, Melissa Howitson, CFO of Vena. In this round-robin format episode, we're bringing you insights from Vena's Accelerate Finance 2024 conference. Throughout the event, the CFO Show team had the chance to meet with a diverse group of finance professionals. They shared their day-to-day experiences and discussed the key elements that they think are crucial for finance teams.
What's the best part of your job?
The best part of my job is continuous innovation. Every single day, I get to work in solutions that add value to the team, reduce the time required to accomplish certain tasks, and build on my expertise.
I love being able to kind of be in the middle of like the accounting team, the sales and marketing team, the operational teams, kind of like pulling together all the data and like showing kind of how it all tells a story kind of together. That's very, very fun, very enjoyable. It's just really exciting.
Those sorts of responsibilities, that like being in the middle, being the hub sort of thing, is that something that you like expected or hoped for when you sort of started down this career path?
Yeah, it's something that like I really hoped for. And that's kind of why I gravitated toward FP&A over accounting, is because I kind of like to think more futuristically.
Right.
The world's constantly changing. And so how are we adapting to that? And I think a key thing, just, you know, in my short-lived career that like I've seen in other organizations, that it's very easy for teams to work in silos. But whenever you work together and like understand like the common goal and like understand how your work impacts another team and how that impacts another team, like it just helps the productivity and what the output can be so much better. It's a lot of fun. It's also very stressful because you're dealing with the people component, and people are hard.
Yeah.
Like I'm hard, everyone's hard. But yeah, it's just fun being able to like paint that picture and help people to understand what the data is telling them. Because you can throw a lot of data at someone, but what they really need to know is like, okay, what's it trying to say? Because it's trying to talk, you just have to listen to it. So, and Vena has helped with that in a lot of ways. So there's that plug.
Anything that you would really like your team to know about the day-to-day experience of what Pat Jones does in his role that you think they don't currently know?
Actually, I think they do know this, but I say it as a joke sometimes, but I don't feel like I do anything anymore. I sit in meetings and I'm a blocker to my team to make sure that they, you know, what comes down makes sense and what goes up makes sense, right? I'm just kind of middleware, if you will. But that's been a change for me over the last couple of years, and it's been an interesting one. I'm used to doing, and I don't do much anymore.
Do they give feedback to you like, oh, we're talking about strategy, we're talking about higher level or bigger picture things, but the reality is this? Like, do you get that feedback from them ever?
Yeah, I do a little bit, you know, because a lot of the strategy is, it's in the clouds, right? It's someday somebody is going to do these things. And
right,
a lot of accounting, especially when you get into the payables and the entry level accountants doing journal entries, it's very tactical.
Yeah.
It's hard for them to see both worlds because they're so stuck in the weeds. And I mean, that's fair. So that's part of, we try and educate. We try and give them opportunity to sit in meetings to learn, just to hear more about what's going on outside of their, you know, 40 acres, their very narrow view.
Gotcha. Yeah, it makes sense. You gotta have both, right? You gotta have people who are in the clouds and planning beyond
right.
the next 6 months or whatever.
Yep.
And you gotta have people who are going like, here's the reality of what's going on. We gotta, yeah.
And the hard part's really bridging that, right? Like we all struggle at it. A lot of people are good at one or the other, but somebody needs to bridge it, right? Bring the strategy to the tactical.
Is there anything that you do kind of on a daily basis that you wish people knew or that you thought people might find surprising? Something that you'd like more people around you to know sort of goes into the stuff that you do every day?
In my personal journey, I was a senior leader, executive in Microsoft, and there came a point in life where I left for a bit and I built 45 libraries in 14 countries all over the world to create spaces and spaceships where dreams could fly, only to realize that the power of business is one of the most powerful things we have to shape society, to make a real difference. And that is why I'm just so honored that I came back into the organization And now I'm able to support amazing organizations like Wena to solve real problems in the world. We're living in somebody's wildest dream today, and it's up to us now to dream of the future and to know that we are empowered to shape it. We have the tools, the team, the partnership, and if we ground it in purpose, we can actually do things that will make a lasting impact in the world. So as a parting message, that would just be the thought that, you know, both for myself, I remind myself every day to be grateful and to make sure that purpose dominates my actions. And it's not in the absence of business relationships, it's in actually in the presence of it. And I would just say for everybody out there, maybe asking that question on how we can approach the day, the week, the month, leading our actions so they're solving big problems, it's actually a really powerful tool.
Is there anything that you wish that they knew about the day-to-day experiences of your job that might make your life easier if they understood it a little bit better?
I think they don't see necessarily the back end, the operational side of the house. You know, they see the sales, they see the marketing, but they don't see behind the scenes when you're at home, looking at your financials as an organization, right, making sure you got enough work to, you know, to keep everybody employed and grow the company. So they don't see necessarily the financial aspect of it as much as, let's say, myself or some of the core people in our organization. So there's a lot of stuff, you know, the behind the scenes that happens in an organization as a COO or a C-level executive that necessarily you don't want to show your employees, but at the same time, it's very stressful that, you know, that, you know, you have to maintain outside the office sometimes, you know, even at home. So
the biggest part that they really don't know is the additional people skills that you have to learn and nurture within yourself. It's very different than being the typical, I like numbers kind of person, and I prefer to work with spreadsheets than humans.
The CFO Show is brought to you by Vena, the only complete planning platform natively integrated with Microsoft 365. With Vena, your finance and operations team can maximize your productivity and efficiency to deliver data and insights to your whole business faster. Vena lets your team use the Microsoft apps they already know and love, like Excel and PowerPoint, while giving your business the power of scale through a robust centralized database and AI capabilities. Learn more at venasolutions.com.
I prefer to work with spreadsheets than humans.
Right. Soft skill development,
yes,
in order to make sure that that the people that you're managing feel like you've got their back and they're respected.
They're important.
I think the biggest thing that I've been talking to them about is to learn more about the business operations. Mm. I think maybe it was your CEO. Somebody made a comment on the main stage about, you know, the best finance people are out and about,
right,
and not just behind a desk. And I think we have really, really good accountants. We have really, really good processes and standards. But like, to, again, like, I know more about the business than they do, you know, just what the drivers are. And they know, but they don't know yet to the extent that I know. And so what I keep trying to teach them is, hey, like, let's figure out how do we divvy this up? Because you can't know everything about everything.
Right.
But how do we divvy up this business so we get some specialists that, like, you really know intimately the drivers of this business? Because you're going to then pick up on stuff before I pick up on stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's really what we want, is you're close enough to it and close enough to those operations leaders, you're picking up on trends or of either things that are working well or not working well, or opportunities, frankly, yeah, that we could be taking on. So I think what I'm trying to challenge them is, like, how do we go, like, it's not that we're not great accountants, we're not great financial reporting people and all that. Now, how do we take that and become great business partners for the operators? Think of it, you know, to some extent, like good cop, bad cop. So I want, you know, if I have to get involved with the operating leaders about an issue, like, I'm not saying it's not going to go well, but it may not go well because, like, we shouldn't be here. If they need to look at you as the good cop and the partner that's trying to help them solve problems, yeah, that don't raise up to our desks, right? That's when you know you've got really great financial leaders, and the business partners trust them. So, you know, I talk to them about it a lot too. Is like, they should trust you, because you can tell them, like, if you don't help them figure this out, then they're going to be in a meeting that they probably don't want to be. And so, you know, that's the other thing I think makes great financial leaders, is like really tight business partners. But I like that entrepreneurial spirit. It is, you know, and that's different than the person who just wants to go through the monthly cycle.
Right.
And so figuring out who those people are.
Is there anything that your team could do to make your job experience even better?
I mean, they're great. I love them. I mean, like my team, like, I mean, like I love my company. I love everyone that works in it. But I think it's like just to continue to be creative mm-hmm. and not to like, you know, settle for what we have. Because I think for the longest, like every job that I've had prior to New Horizons, it's been like, again, it's been like putting me in a box. And then, so I think that kills creativity. That kills like siloing someone in a corner to do a one specific thing kills the possibilities that the company can have. And then like creativity just that takes you to the next level. And I think that will be probably that's my answer.
It's not always the easiest to do like the bigger picture strategy sort of management stuff and be the hands-on right. sort of thing. You've got to build your team out. You got to let go at some point.
It has been so difficult for me because my personality is like that too. Like it's like I tend to hold things in because I'm like, no, I'll do it. I'll just do it. Don't worry about it. Like, and then so as I grow in my role, I'm letting go. I'm having confidence in my team that I know and I trust them to do the work even better, like as good or better than I would do it. So I think that's a key thing as you go up in your role, it's like you gotta trust your team. So if you trust your team, you're in a good spot.
Is there anything you think your team could do to make your role as a CFO even more impactful?
We can all improve. We can all get better at everything right. we do. And we have a culture of continuous learning and improvement. But I would say that the foundation is when my team, when they all do their jobs well, and they execute and, you know, they don't, you know, have any distractions and things like that. That allows me and my key leadership team to really focus on, you know, that bigger long-term, you know, more strategic vision. So it's really just making sure that at that level of getting all the, you know, work done the way it's supposed to be done and being, you know, really efficient, but also looking at it from the perspective of, okay, we have to do our jobs. And part of that is supporting the entire organization in many ways. And, you know, thinking about it, and it kind of goes back to thinking like the owner at every level, what would help our ownership group? And so as they think like that, and we constantly talk about it, what is that? And what does that mean to think like the owner? And when you do that, and you're producing the work, and you're producing everything, the reporting, whatever it may be, that doesn't have to be second-guessed and doesn't have to be thought of or reworked or anything, then that really helps because there's so many times that I meet with ownership and the family and the board of directors that every time I do that, I want to knock it out of the park. I want it to be perfect. Yeah, that's the goal. I mean, you won't get there, but you want it to be perfect. And so that all stems from, you know, my team doing everything very well. And when we all click and we all do that well, it creates some special results.
What is something that you would really like for your team to know about your role that you think would just take your experience as a leader to the next level?
That I trust them. Mm-hmm. And understanding that trust doesn't mean that I'm not managing. It means that I know what they're capable of and I know what we can do together as a team. So I may be very hands-off. I may be, you know, not interacting as much, but like I trust that they're going to do what they're going to do. We're hiring for our team. Our team is growing. And I think that, you know, letting go of some of the control it's a very hard thing to do, but it's not letting go of your processes. It's letting go of the liability of being the only person that knows how to do something.
Right.
It's sharing. And I think together with the wealth of knowledge and allowing ourselves to really lean into each other, we can get to a better place than we are in our little siloed moments that are happening right now. Everybody wants to be in control of their own data. And I get that because, you know how to do something. I know Vena is my world. Like, and I little in control of that. But like sharing that just means that other people can have greater ideas. And, you know, we're hiring people that are hopefully smarter than us and can bring us new processes and new ways of thinking about things to grow from here.
A big thank you to everyone who attended Accelerate Finance 2024 and to those who participated in these live episodes of the CFO Show. And of course, thank you for tuning in. Please take a moment to rate and subscribe to the show. It helps others to find us. For the CFO Show, I'm Melissa Howitson. Until next time.